Hello, my angel, and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. If you don't know me, I am a clinical hypnotherapist and certified life coach, and I specialize in body image, self love, and manifestation. So we're talking on this podcast around the topics of female empowerment, self respect, self love, body image, and how to get yourself out of those constant self-sabotaging cycles, the cycles of fear, of the rejection, of abandonment, not showing up for yourself, having anxious attached, secure attachments, all of those things that are blocking you from achieving the stuff that you dream of on your vision boards, in your journaling, as you go to sleep at night, the things that you really want to achieve. Like, you are believing in manifestation, you believe that there is magic out there, but you're stuck and you've got blocks and limitations from stopping you to be able to reach them. So on this podcast, that is what we go through. And I talk so often about my own personal stories, because you might know me, I had chronic anxious attachment. I was really low in my level of self-esteem, my level of self-worth. The value that I held for myself was like rock bottom. I had the binge eating, the body dysmorphia. I had fertility issues, body image issues, all of the things. So women that come to me is because you can feel related to me. You can see that I am embodying what I talk about in becoming this high value, magnetic woman that's in love with herself and in love with her body. So let's get into today's episode. Today, we're going to talk about how falling in love with yourself, having that high, unconditional respect for yourself, believing that you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, you can be whoever you want to be, like that total reinvention. And I want to talk about how that is going to change your life. So women come to me to support them in feeling this ultimate self love and transforming how they feel about their body, falling in love with the skin that they're in. And the magic that happens and occurs in your life, and I'm talking about in every area of your life, beyond that, is always something that my clients find unbelievable. Their body and their health starts to work completely different. The amount of women that I've had that tell me that their periods were irregular and now they work perfectly. Their relationships have changed. They remove toxic people from their life. They find wonderful, aligned relationships with people that treat them as they are supposed to be treated. And this is because they embody a woman who knows her worth. Now, there is a slight feeling behind like falling in love with yourself is something that's kind of obnoxious. And we're just saying today and forevermore, I'm giving you permission to realize that that is absolutely ridiculous. If you do not love every inch of your being, if you do not value yourself and feel like you deserve to have the best in all areas of your life, that you should feel phenomenal when you look in that mirror, when you put on an outfit, that no matter what size or shape or look that your body has, that you can fall in love with you as you are. If you do not believe that you deserve that, then that is what we are going to work on together. Because I am here, I was born, this is my mission, to help women to have that unconditional love for themselves, that unconditional high self-esteem, respect, that value. You want to put yourself above anybody else on your pedestal. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you why. So for over a decade, I had really bad body image issues. I used to binge eat for years and years on end. I had bulimia, all the things when I was a teenager. I had horrendous adult acne. My fertility wasn't working properly. I had no periods for years and then miscarried because of this. I struggled in relationships so deeply. And I'm not just talking about love relationships, because I have been with my fiance for 14 years next week. But let me tell you, girls, the difference in the dynamic of our relationship now is profound. And that is because of who I now am. I have reinvented myself. I have embodied a new woman. I killed off the Sammy that I didn't want to identify as anymore. So in my teens, I really struggled with my levels of self-worth. in liking myself. So I struggled in social situations. Like, I always wanted people to like me. I worried if people were judging me, what they were thinking about me. And my God, this was really chronic, being someone who shows up online all the time. Like, I used to go to bed and have night sweats and wake up straight away in the morning worrying about what people that I went to work with or went to school with would have seen that I'd posted on my social media. So I knew that there was a way out. I knew that there was something that I could just, something to fix this level of doubt and inadequacy that I felt inside of myself, this fear of, constant fear of rejection and abandonment. Like, it was chronic fear of, like, judgment, even just walking down the street, of what people thought of me. And I was a coach at this time, supporting other people. And even still, as I trained in rapid transformational therapy in 2018, I then have had numerous therapy sessions to clear all of this up. So I am a true embodiment of what I preach, what I teach, what I do. So when you reach this total reinvention, when you identify as a different woman, so by falling in love with yourself as you are, by following, like, the tools I create in my latest course, the Body Image Glow Up, supporting you to love the skin that you are in, supporting you to transform those dominant beliefs and thoughts that you have about yourself in your mind day and night, using those tools to totally rewire and reprogram how your mind is fixed. Because until you get beneath the surface and you change the way that you identify with yourself and what you believe to be true about yourself and what you believe that you deserve in the world and in relationships, nothing is going to change. And I know that for a fact because I did the surface level stuff for so many years. I read the books, I did the journaling, I put myself out there as someone who supported other people to change their relationship with their body while still chronically hating the skin that I was in. And everything shifted for me around the time that I had my daughter a few years ago. She's 2 this weekend. Everything really clicked into place. And from that moment on, as I really birthed becoming a new woman, so I changed how I identified with myself, I focused solely on me. I stopped focusing on other people and what they thought of me and what they were doing and what I was missing out on and what I needed to have more of and comparing myself to people. I went into, like, this hibernation period of sorting my shit out. And I had to do this because stuff came to the surface at the time my daughter was born that threw me, like, years back into traumatic experiences and the emotions inside of me, like I'd literally been abandoned again by like a parent my birth father left when I was a child. So, and other experiences in my life happened that revolved around abandonment as I was a teenager, etc. So I had this real chronic anxious attachment style. So what changed my life from, you know, everything on the outside looks really wonderful. I've been with the same man for at this point, like 12 years. We're engaged. We've got our child. We've got the house that was on my vision board. I've, you know, becoming the mother that I'd envisioned for years, all of this stuff. But things were still not clicking. Now, I'm going to tell you the most difficult part of showing the universe, of showing yourself, and of showing other people the value you now hold for yourself, the new identity that you are embodying of a woman who is worthy, of a woman who is loved, lovable, equal, good enough, capable, limitless, whatever you want to be, is when you need to physically show the proof of that. It's when a pattern that occurs in your life that continuously does, let's talk about relationships, the dynamics between you and your partner, if you have one, or previous relationships, and what would occur, the fights, the way they would speak to you, the way they would disrespect you. This could even be in friendships. A relationship in your life where someone is treating you like you aren't worthy, like you're inadequate, making you feel like you're not good enough. Now, when you look at that relationship, when you look at that interaction, what you must do ultimately to change yourself is to take responsibility. You have to decide within you that they did that as a reflection of how I was at that time. So now shit is going to change because I'm going to change me. So the people around me are going to change, and how they speak to me and how they treat me and how they see me was going to change. Because how you perceive yourself is how other people perceive you. Your outside world is a mirror of your inside world. So I knew I was treated in a certain way for a really long period of time because I had really low self-worth. I felt wildly inadequate and beneath people. And if anyone said anything to me that told me that I wasn't good enough, that I was not smart enough, that I couldn't do something in the right way, I believed that. I didn't even question it. I believed it to the core. And that is because I had no value, no respect, and no love within myself. So when you switch that identity and when you decide it is now time for me to invent the woman I want to be, it is time for me to kill off and let go of the past and the stories that I used to hold on to and the way that I used to feel about myself. Because when you do that, you will manifest the changes around you, in your love life, in your social life, in your lifestyle, in your career, in your health. Everything is like a domino effect in response to how you decide you are and what you decide you deserve. Your relationships will suddenly treat you in the way that you desire to be treated. And there has been a time where I have had to put myself into a position again that was essentially saying from the universe, Sammy, this is a lesson. You need to be showing physically now the level of worth you've got for yourself. And I had to put myself through the discomfort of saying, no, this is my boundary. This is how I desire to be treated, because this is what I think of myself and I will not accept that. And do you know how uncomfortable that is for someone that for years and years and years has been desperate for the love of other people, desperately needing other human beings to feel like I'm okay, like I'm worthy, like I'm good enough, like I'm going to survive? So it comes to a point where you've got to go through this discomfort to show to yourself, I'm this woman now. I am no longer going to put myself down. I am no longer going to put up with any kind of shit in my life because I deserve the best. I expect the best. I want the best, and I give the best. So you aren't only just sitting there on your pedestal saying, I want the best. You are the best. You are giving the best. So when you feel phenomenal in yourself and have ultimate self-love for yourself, you are free in your mind. You release other people from making you feel good enough. So then you are happy. You live in a constant energy of like good vibes, feeling happy with and fulfilled and satisfied in yourself. So then what you give to other people is just phenomenal. The best gift you can give to another is your happiness. And the only person that's going to make you happy is you. And the only way you're going to be able to make you happy is to reinvent the self-identity that you've currently got, to transform the stories from the past and update them, to update the belief systems that you have about yourself, that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm inadequate, why me, I just don't deserve love, I'm not lovable, it's not available for me. Like, we need to change those limiting beliefs for your life outside of you to change. Your internal world reflects and creates your external world. And these are all in response to the laws of the universe. Now, I know you've got that vision board. You do the journaling, you read the books, you light the candles, and that stuff isn't shifting. And I know how that feels because I did it for years. I was like, oh my God, when is this manifestation stuff going to start happening? And you would have drips coming in and drips and drabs. But you really got to work your ass off to get that stuff. Now, when my life changed, when my relationships changed, when my business changed, when even my daughter and her behaviour changed, was when I changed. When I focused on me and I changed who I was inside, everything else became like matched up to the level in which I grew up to. So to really experience the transformation in your life that you absolutely deserve, like you deserve it, like any other person, any other human, you are equally worthy. You deserve everything that you want. Whatever's on your heart is there for a reason. Whatever you desire is because you can have it. All you got to do is change you. So this is why I have created my course, The Body Image Glow It, because for a woman, the most beautiful first way to begin to falling in love with yourself is to fall in love with the skin that you are in. And as a woman that had chronic body dysmorphia, hated my thighs, like obsessed with dieting, obsessed with exercising, never felt happy, never was present, couldn't even enjoy holidays. Like, I'm free. I'm totally free. Because I love every single thing about me. Now, I'm not going to tell you that anybody will sit there and 100% of the time feel like an absolute goddess, but I never stand in front of the mirror and pull myself apart. I never ever turn to my body to punish myself if something else in my life goes wrong. I wear clothes that suit my body. I don't have the body that I thought I needed to have years and years ago, and I love my body more than I've ever loved my body in my entire life. I have complete comfort within me. And the shift of the sweet spot of manifestation, when I fell in love with the skin that I was in before anything changed, when I just decided that I was going to feel absolutely phenomenal within myself and I wired that shit in, my body loved me back. It has completely changed physically. My life has changed because I've got my daughter now. So like, I move my body because I love it and I love my body and it feels good and it moves the energy for half an hour a day. Like this morning, I haven't even done it because I'm on my period. There's absolutely no way you're getting me to lift up weights in my living room when I'm on my period. But I will move my body because I love to. And my body just days as she loves to comfortably, no matter what I do, whether I change what I eat, whether I change how I move. Now, I used to train for like 2 hours, 6 days a week, obsessively count my macros, count what I was eating, afraid of bread, afraid to eat and enjoy life. My body now loves me back unconditionally because I love her. I get what I expect. My belief systems around my body have totally transformed, and so my body and how it works is. The Body Image Glow Up is absolutely unreal. I have put everything in there that I have done for myself, that I take my clients through, everything that I speak about, the conscious work, the subconscious work, the new identification, embodying this woman wildly in love with yourself and the skin that you're in. I've given you everything that you need to be able to transform the relationship that you have with your body and to change your life. I literally just am so in love with it. It's absolutely unreal. The results coming in are phenomenal. I want you to love yourself. I want you to feel incredible in your skin because you become absolutely magnetic to blessings in life, things you want, things you don't even expect, because you feel good, because you have this calm, confident energy about you that is so fucking powerful, especially in a woman. And all you need to do is follow the formula and just keep going. Rewire your mind. It's a 30-day plan, but I suggest just keep going. 90 days really is a phenomenal amount of time to totally change the wirings that you have, to change you, to change how you identify. You're literally physically changing your mind. So exciting. So I'm going to leave the details for you to enroll in this podcast. I'm also over on TikTok and Instagram at The Self Love Boss. So you can grab the links on my Instagram to enroll there, or over on my website, which is sammyalicetherapy.co.uk. You can also enroll there and look through the enrollment page to get a little bit more information about it and read the testimonials. So thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope that this has helped you to see that it's totally in your power to change who you are and change your life. And it's so, just gets me so excited. But I hope you have an absolutely amazing Friday, amazing weekend. And if you are listening to this in the future, just an amazing life. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.